Welcome to the Oh Trouble podcast. Today, we have a mystery on our hands, folks. Our friend Steve has not been seen in a while. Is Steve's disappearance just a case of benign misunderstanding, or is something more sinister afoot? We could even be making this all up. Discover the truth today.
Well, hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm so excited that we are back. And we are class number one of our final class session at the theater. Oh, I'm so excited. We all know each other, but let's just go around and introduce each other, okay? We have a little bit of time before everyone else
arrives. We're on a tight schedule here. Oh, we got to get this done fast.
Okay.
I am Detective Mike M. Michael. I am here to solve the case.
What case?
How do you not know? Steve went missing. There's been multiple
Steve's missing?
Reports.
Yes.
Darling, we talked about this the last time we had our class at the graduation show. Remind him. What has gotten into him? Why don't he remember this?
Oh, Steve!
Steve, that tall boy, you know, the juggler. He thought he was funny as hell.
Oh, he was so funny.
And then he left us high and dry. I was not happy with that.
Oh, that was traumatic.
I know. He kept saying, but right before he left, he said, Sugar, you know, because that's my name. My name is Sugar. And he said, Sugar, don't be telling people, but I'm not going to be back next time. And I said, what? And I didn't tell y'all, and I know you got mad, but...
I was so mad.
I'm sorry,
My name is Francesca, and I like Steve. I like Steve a lot, and I was very upset that he disappeared, and we never saw him again. I've been waiting all this time. I've looked everywhere. I've been at the library. I've been at coffee shops. I've been at the cat cafe. Steve's not anywhere.
He secretly told me he was on some mission to go do something with bubbles and balloons. I don't know what that was all about. It sounded very kinky to me, but you know me.
That's all good information.
I like that kinky stuff.
Does sound sexual.
But then I never heard from him. Did y'all hear from him? Where did he go?
Well, you just said you're the only one he told anything to.
I know, but, you know, we had a little something on the side, and then he just left. So I was hoping that y'all knew something about, like, you know, that secret conversation he had with Miss Annie, because you know how she is.
No, Sugar, I remember specifically, you know, Miss Annie or not, I remember after, you know, Steve's last time with us, you came up to me and were like, Rick, there is something afoot and I can't tell you. There is something happening
and I
can't tell you.
I know, but he swore me to secrecy. And all he told me was it was balloons and bubbles.
That's all we know.
What the hell do you do with balloons and bubbles? And then Wouldn't you like to know? I would, because you know how I am.
We are going to need to go to all of the places around Eau Claire that have balloons and bubbles, starting with daycares and elementary schools.
Don't forget Target. That's where I get my stuff.
I don't think they'll let me in there.
I'm not allowed in those places anymore.
I know. I don't. I'm with him. Because I don't know.
I steer clear. Legally, I can't.
Those little ones give me kind of the heebie-jeebies.
Legally, I can't go.
He's on the list.
It's not anything weird.
You guys are useless.
I just was lighting fireworks off real close to the schools and daycares, okay? That's all it was.
I keep it out of the school area, okay? You know, that's the whole thing.
I'm sorry if the open field is right next to the school and my house is on the other side of the open field. I'm sorry. When Rick gets an inkling to blow things up, he doesn't care. Rick wants to go blow things up. Rick will do that.
Rick likes to blow things, right? Is that what he just said?
That's what he just said.
He likes to blow things.
No.
Is that what you just said?
Not things. Blow things up. I like to explode things.
He's got an explosive personality.
Guys, we are getting distracted.
Okay, so what did you say your name was?
Yeah, listen.
Mike M. Michael.
Mike.
Full name.
Mike M. Michael?
Yes.
Is Mike M. first?
No, it's Mike. Middle name. M.
Just M.
No, it's E-M.
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 Mike M. Michael.
Gotcha.
And so M. Michael is your last name?
M's the middle name.
Oh, M, middle name.
This does not
Is
matter.
Is it a family middle name?
Wait, but you're a detective, right? You're like, you're a police person.
Yes.
So what, can we just call you that? Like you're
detective?
Can we just call you detective?
I don't care
He's
anymore. At this point,
too, you
I don't care.
I mean.
Do you like to blow things up?
I don't care. You
we
guys
just
are so
need
useless.
To find Steve. How do we find Steve? I'm not going to no school. He can't go. So y'all have to go to the school and talk to those little kids. I can go to that. What's that? The party place. There's a.
Party
City.
Party City, America.
I'll go. I'm on it. I'll go there. I'll do some research. I'm good at research. I can talk to people real easy, y'all.
Apparently, Steve thought so.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Well, he's the only one that talked to you. He didn't tell any of us that he was leaving. To go God
I
knows
like
where.
I like to keep my secrets. He was talking to you too, darling. I saw you two in that bathroom
any
by
other
that.
More, any other clues that you have?
You know, it's. I gotta say I have a fascination with bubbles. I really, really, I love bubbles. I mean, like, different sizes of bubbles. And so Steve was one of those guys that I could talk to and that he would go ahead and, you know, show me how to do bubbles because I'm just used to blowing through the regular jar of bubbles. He had all of these implements that could make the biggest, brightest, most wonderful bubbles that would just take off and fly across the sky. And it was the most beautiful thing. And I just loved it. And I loved Steve because of it.
Y'all, I think she's on something. Are you seeing things in the sky with these?
How much have you had to drink tonight?
Wasn't there a thing with, didn't we, donuts. There was something with donuts one time. Right. There was a thing with donuts, and they were laced with a powder of some sort.
Powdered sugar?
Yes. And didn't that powdered sugar kill people?
Like cyanide?
Didn't you?
Ooh.
I came around the corner once, and I heard something about
Ooh.
Powdered sugar and Montreal.
Well?
Was your plan to have Steve disappear and then run away to Montreal together?
That was the initial plan.
Oh.
That, I mean...
Officer? Officer? Okay, we're on to something.
I'm getting all hot and testy.
We're on to
y'all.
Something.
Do tell.
Okay.
Tell this story, darling.
Okay, officer.
So,
get her.
I'll admit, I was initially attracted to Steve because of the bubbles. I mean, that was the first thing. That was the lead-in. That was the first thing that was the first conversation that we had. And then slowly, our bond grew deeper. I really got him to know me better, and I got to know him on a more emotional level. And from that, then, we became friends, and then things continued. And it wasn't just about bubbles anymore. It was about bigger things and, you know, traveling the world together. And we decided to run away and go to Montreal. But then the last thing that I know that happened is when he spoke to you, I never saw him again.
Well,
okay.
I never.
This is getting real spicy.
You
I
have. Never. I would never.
I bet you have.
I would. Well, maybe I would. I don't know. Maybe I would. I don't know. All I know is I saw you on him up that first night of class when he was pretending he was catching that red ball in the air. And he was so good. I saw your eyes light up like fireworks.
Oh, and okay, now that you mention that, that's jogging my memory. Whenever he would, okay, I'm on to you.
See?
He would always point to you and
tingles.
Zip, zap, zap.
I know you're
he
right, because when I get the tingles.
You, and you
yep.
would always zap right back.
Mm-hmm,
I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it.
It was. Ooh. We spoke each other's unspoken language, okay? I mean, like, that's what it was. You know, we had a connection, an improv connection. It doesn't happen every day. It was on a deeper, more emotional level. And...
Officer, what else do you need?
I don't think I need anything else. You had the right to remain silent. You didn't choose to.
But I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Doesn't matter. We're arresting anyone involved.
I can.
And where were you, sir?
Well, I was.
What were you doing?
I Okay, fine. I was trying to figure out the best way to light the toilet paper on fire in the bathroom. That's what I was doing. And that's what I heard you talk about Montreal with Steve.
He's got a good alibi. I believe him.
Lighting toilet paper.
Well, yeah.
I've seen him do it before.
We're not supposed to take dumps in there anyway.
He's got a special interest of lighting things on fire in the bathroom.
And so that then excludes him from suspicion?
Yeah, you can't light Steve and kill on fire at the same in the bathroom.
Time. You can't light and kill at the same time is what you're saying?
Nope. Impossible.
I'll cut her brakes. I'll cut him. I'll cut her brakes.
And I have an alibi because after that last curtain call, you know I was in the bathroom with that, or out by the bathroom, you know, where those shelves are.
So I'm getting...
I was playing with that jester guy.
So I'm getting railroaded because this guy likes to light things on fire and she's a slut.
Sucks to be you.
Hey, she's not the only one that can get railroaded.
So I've heard.
Just ask. Just ask. Just ask him. He'll tell
you. So, Officer Mike, where were you when Steve disappeared?
The plot thickens. I was at home.
At home.
At home.
At home.
With no
by
alibi.
By myself.
By yourself.
By myself.
Doing what?
This has been the Trouble Improv Podcast.
The O Trouble Podcast is a roundtable panel-style podcast featuring improvised conversations with some of the most distinctive voices from Eau Claire and Western Wisconsin, and is produced by Andy Hansen and the graduates of the Eau Claire Improv Theater. The music is by Andy Hansen. The views, opinions, characters, and scenarios presented in this podcast are for entertainment purposes only and are the product of improvisation. Any resemblance to real people or actual events is purely coincidental. The hosts and participants are performing fictional characters and scenarios, and nothing stated should be construed as factual information or the personal beliefs of the performers. Thank you all for loving and sharing this podcast. We feel the same.